She broke their friendship up.
Okay. And you might say, well, he asked her to marry him, but she...
She said, no deal.
Okay. And then if they were engaged, but all of a sudden she just...
Told him she just didn't love him anymore.
Okay. And what would you call that? She did what?
She figured that that she'd rather just be single and finish school or get a good job and go to work.
At a wedding, what would you call the man who stands up with the groom?
Best man.
Okay, and the girl that stands up with the bride?
Maid of honor.
Okay, and after a wedding, this is kind of an old-fashioned thing. I don't know if you've heard of this or not, or if they, you know, if they used to do it, or I don't know, maybe they still do it some places, but after the wedding, like, all the boys in the neighborhood might gather around a couple's home, make a lot of noise and stuff like that.
Yes.
What do you call that?
Shingery.
Okay, okay. Did they used to do that when you were...
Yes.
Do you
they did worse that? Things than that to us.
Oh, really? Is that right?
Oh, you would believe what they did to us.
Okay.
You know what, they tell you one.
Okay.
It won't go on the record, will it?
Well, not if I turn it off.
Okay.
You let me turn it off?
Yes, please.
All right. Gosh, that's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. You just mentioned an ice house. What's an ice house?
An ice house is where they carry ice.
Yeah.
And a little bit of fruit and canned goods and beer and soda water. That's what they call an ice house.
This little store?
It's just a little dinky store out in the country.
Yeah, do they still have them?
Mm-hmm.
They have them in town, or are they just in country?
No, they're just in countries. Uh-huh. Where there's no big, huge stores.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like Blanco,
mm-hmm.
State Park, Blanco, Texas, they have an ice house.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a little bitty small runky down building, and they have ice on one place.
Uh-huh.
And a little store, and has a few canned goods and tobacco and that you roll your own.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you see these old men get that paper in it and
yeah.
You roll that old cigarette.
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you this. This is a fill in the blank thing, okay? And you just take this sentence and just put in a word for me. You might say, I saw so-and-so, in Dallas. What would you put where I said,
I saw her in Dallas.
No, okay, no, just the part. Yeah, I saw so-and-so, in Dallas.
You want me to put a name or something?
No, I want you to put a direction.
Oh, direction. I saw her on Commerce in Dallas.
Would you ever say up in Dallas or down in Dallas or out in Dallas?
No,
or
I never do.
I
just say in the streets.
Okay. I'm talking about the city.
Oh, the city. Well, I'm sorry about that.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize there was a street here named Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm talking about the city now, okay?
Okay.
So would you ever say I saw her up or down or in
up.
Dallas?
Up in Commerce in Dallas.
Okay. Now, what if you saw him in El Paso? What would you say?
I saw her up in El Paso.
Okay. What if you saw him in New Orleans?
Well, I've never been in New Orleans.
Well, just assuming.
Well, I saw her down in New Orleans.
Okay. And if it was in Brownsville, you'd say
I see him down there.
Okay. And if it was in New Braunfels?
I saw them down in New Braunfels.
Okay. And what if it was in Austin?
I saw them up in Austin.
Okay. And what if it was in San Francisco?
I saw them down in San Francisco.
Okay. And what if it was in Boston?
Well, I say I saw them.
Would you ever use out or back? Or?
Oh, I saw them in the back of Austin or...
Boston? Okay. What's it? It was Mexico City.
I seen them down in Mexico.
Okay. Now, the same kind of thing, you'd say, he lives, at the Browns. And the Browns just live, you know, a few
blocks down, or...
Okay. Say the Browns lived, 2 or 3 miles away, you'd say, I saw him, at the Browns.